Hi, my name is Lucas. I'm 11 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Lucas, and buenos dias, kids commuters. It is day 4 of Tri-Cornered Hat Week on Kids Commute. We'll have one more hint for our Quizlet coming up after the music today. So all week we've been listening to this ballet, lighthearted, pretty goofy, the Tri-Cornered Hat, which is the hat worn by the boss of our town. Now, so far in the story, we've met the miller and his wife. The boss of the town thinks she's cute. He tries too hard to flirt with her. He falls down, goes boom, and gets embarrassed. They have a party, and he has the miller arrested. So now he's been dragged off by the boss's henchmen. All the neighbors have left the party, and the miller's wife is all alone in the house. So the boss decides he's going to try to flirt with her again. He shows up in the middle of the night, dressed all fancy, with his fancy tri-cornered hat on to show how important he is, but he falls down again. Into the water this time, into the millstream, he gets soaking wet. Well, the miller's wife hears this ruckus. She hears this big splash in the water, so she's kind of freaked out, and she runs away from the house. Well, now she's gone, and here's the boss of the town. He's soaking wet and cold, so he decides to steal the miller's pajamas and sleep in the miller's bed. Today's dance is the dance of the boss of the town. I hope for his own sake that he's a good dancer, because he falls down a lot. Here's the New York Philharmonic. Pierre Boulez conducts.
Thank you.
So there he is, all in the Miller's pajamas, in the Miller's bed. What will happen next in the tri-cornered hat to our corregidor? That was the dance of the magistrate, or the corregidor, or the judge, or the mayor, or the boss, whatever you would like to call him, from Tri-Cornered Hat by Manuel de Falla. That was Pierre Boulez conducting the New York Philharmonic. How will it all end? We'll find out tomorrow. Now, kids commuters, let's check our Quizlet one last time. All week, we're asking you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll give you a shout out on the air. We'll send you a tiny little prize in the mail, and we'll enter your name to win our monthly drawing for Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. Okay. The question this week is, who rode a pony and stuck a feather in his hat? Presumably, a tri-cornered hat. Let me tell you who knows so far. Let's see. Oh, Evie and Wesley in Interlaken, Dwayne in Engadine, Luke in Traverse City, Eile and Rory in Traverse City, Kelton in Reed City, Tobias in Honor, Dorothy and Parker in Memphis, Tennessee, Jesse in Traverse City, Stephanie and Benjamin and April and Kyle, all from Charlevoix, and Ames and Copeland in Harbor Springs. Good job, everybody. You got the answer. If you know the answer to that question, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. So who rode a pony and stuck a feather in his hat? Again, presumably a tri-cornered hat. Let me give you a big ol' historical hint, our last hint for the week. This was written around, this is from a song, and it was written around 1755 by a British army surgeon while campaigning in Upper New York. And the British troops sang it to make fun of their stereotypes of the American soldier as a goofus who thought he was stylish just because he stuck a feather in his cap. Now, it was also popular among the Americans as a song of defiance, and by the year 1781, this song had turned from being an insult into a song of national pride. What's the answer? 231-237-7482. I'll read your name on the radio tomorrow if you text me right now. Let me know. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. Thanks for listening. I'm Kate Botello. Have a stupendous day.
Interlaken Public Radio.